48. Wintry mix starting after noontime today, but then it should warm up and get to 40, so it gets all rain after that.
I found this one interesting. You know how the Bohemian Rhapsody movie came out a couple weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Debuted at number one, 50 million, and I think the 30 million the second week.
Right, heard nothing bad about it from any BAB listener anyway.
Right, the critics kind of knocked it, but as far as like people who were going to the movies, everybody loved it.
Yeah.
Well, I found this interesting. Bohemian Rhapsody, the song, re-entered the Billboard Hot 100, the singles charts, for the third time. So Bohemian Rhapsody came in at 1976. Right. It originally reached number nine.
Okay.
In 1992, when Bohemian Rhapsody was featured in Wayne's World, re-entered the charts at number two. Well, it re-entered the charts and rose to number two.
Wow.
It peaked at number two.
Yes,
and
Casey Kasem.
And now, after 2 weeks of the movie coming out, it debuted. It came back into the charts for the third time at number 33. The only other comparison they give it for songs that have done something similar is Prince, 1999. It came out in October of 82, and it went to number 44.
Okay.
Then, after almost 5 months off the chart, as a follow-up to Little Red Corvette, it came back on the charts and hits number 12. Then in 1999, it comes back on and hits at number 40. And then when he died, it came back on again.
So it had three. It had three
and
or
hit
four?
Number 27.
Three
Prince,
times.
Prince had four. 1999
Holy
had four
crap.
Visits into the top 100.
Wow, that's impressive. Like you can think of songs that came back twice. Like you know, like Elton John, "Candle in the Wind" is the obvious one. It was a hit back then.
So,
and then for Princess Diana, but four times.
Bohemian Rhapsody came out
three times.
Bohemian Rhapsody came out in 1976.
Yeah.
Right. Reaches number nine, goes away.
Yep.
86.
Yep.
16 years later, in 1992, it comes out. Boom, it goes back into the charts.
And here it is again.
92 to 2000, so that's 26 years later, right?
Yeah,
and it's back at it again.
Mm.
That's some staying power, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Wow. And if I had to guess, it probably won't be the last time.
Yeah. Huh. It's pretty impressive. Can you think of any others, Ted? Beyond Two? I can't imagine there's another song. Maybe those are the only two songs that have done it three or four times.
I can think of a ton that did two but not three. Yeah. And most of the ones that do two was because of a movie that brought them back.
Right,
Like Unchained Melody.
Oh, right.
Was in Ghost, so it came back.
Yeah.
But three is, that's a pretty good feat.
Wow. Well, cool for Queen. That's awesome.
I remember this song being right around the millennium.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. I think the Elton John "Candle in the Wind" doesn't count either because when Diana died, he technically redid, he redid it, so it was a new song.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
He changed the lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Ted Linder driving in his little red Corvette.
No. He's gonna.
What's going on?
Love that song.
How'd I know?
Especially the end. He goes, "Girl, got an ass like I've never seen."
And there it is. That's exactly how Prince did it.
I said, "The ride is a scream. You must be a limousine."
I had no idea he had so much Prince in him.
Most stations don't play that. They cut that off.
Oh,
you don't
do
get that part.
Do that.
Yeah.
So you're letting us know the part that gets cut off all the
gotta
time.
Got to get the album version.
Get all the way to the end.
Keep going. See, that's not the version. You got to get the other version. That's the version that most stations play.
Do your job. We'll try and find it.
There's another song that does something like that, like "Hard to Say I'm Sorry" by Chicago, the ballad.
Yeah.
The end of the song totally changes tempo, and there's like a whole other section you never hear on the radio. Yeah.
But an ass like you never seen from Prince, that gets cut off all the time.
Yeah.
It must be a limousine.
Yeah. It's a scream.
Jesus.
What a great rendition. All right, we'll go look
you
for
it. You sure are white.
Do you want me to find
what
it?
What the hell is going on?
It's the Cracker remix.
653. Ted Linder.
Your B.A.B. Browns Ram truck set.
657, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Brett has been looking for that ending, Ted. You talked about Prince. 1999.
No, Little Red
Little
Corvette.
Red Corvette.
Well,
yeah.
1999 was the song we said. Bohemian Rhapsody first. It's been in the singles charts now for the third time.
Right.
And then the only other song they said to do it was in, Prince's 1999. Did it four times.
Ted brought up. Little I guess Red the Corvette. End of Little Red Corvette has something that we never hear because it's only on the album, I guess.
Right, and some, you know, rarely a radio station will play if they
How
still play
go?
The song. Girl, got an ass like I've never seen.
There it is, the real part.
And the right, I say the right, I say the right. So sweet, you must be a limousine.
You didn't really think I was making that up, right?
I gotta be honest with you, I kind of did.
I just didn't think he was singing it exactly right, but he was singing it exactly how he does it.
Yep. When yeah, we do that, when I used to do that in karaoke, you do it all the way to the end.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't hear Prince now without seeing those Diet Dr. Pepper commercials with the little Prince guy.
Oh, really?
I can't do it.
Wow, pretty cool, Ted. Nice job.
Yeah.
Well, now we know what there the whole song sounds like. All right, it's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Coming up next will be the first clues for Dead Guy.